Take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Mattawan and head coach Ward Halikowski, he's going to go with three guards, a forward and a center. The guards are Matt Pelak. Pelak, a senior, along with senior Kelby Mabin and senior Dexter Schaus. The forward tonight is senior Jaden Mabin, and the starting center is Nolan Foster, also a senior. Again, the guys for Mattawan, Dexter Schaus, Kelby Mabin, and Matt Pelak. The forward, Jaden Mabin, and the starting center is Nolan Foster. For St. Joe and Greg Schaefer, the guards are Ben Newland, Ben, a 6'4 senior, Devin Frenchko, a 6'0 senior, and Jordan Marble, a 6'1 senior. The forwards, Anthony Salentani, a 6'4 senior, and Lane Everett, a 6'0 senior. Again, the Bear guards are Jordan Marble, Devin Frenchko, and Ben Newland, and the forwards are Lane Everett and Anthony Salentani. Those are the starters. We are set, ready to go, St. Joe and Mattawan. And the opening tip is taken by St. Joe. The Bears with it. Marble has it. Top of the key will come to Frenchko. Leave it off for Everett. Back to Frenchko. Devin working near the left hash mark. Get it along the baseline to Celentani. And then a three-point jumper is up and good from the left wing for Jordan Marble. Marble starts the scoring with a three, and St. Joe takes the early 3-0 lead. Mattawan the basketball. Mattawan on the road. Gold uniforms trimmed in white and blue. St. Joe in the home white uniforms trimmed in maize and blue. Shot along the baseline and rejected by St. Joe. Top of the key, Salentani three-point jumper is no good. And the rebound comes out to Schaus for Mattawan. Quickly down low, he'll get it to Foster. Left-handed layup is up and good. Nolan Foster, his first bucket tonight. And it's a 3-2 St. Joe lead. Bears the basketball, the inbound against full court pressure. Salentani up over the timeline. He leaves it off for Everett. Lane dribbles away from traffic, top of the key, down the lane, scoops up a shot before the shot, a whistle and a foul on Mattawan. And the Mattawan foul is on Matt Pelak. That's his first. Team's first. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. Get it to Everett, out to Frenchko. Devlin dribbling one-on-one against Kelby Mabin. To Marble in between the circles, right side Celentani. He's going to find Newland. Ben to Everett working the right wing, one-on-one against Matt Pelak. To the right side, Celentani, three-point jumper, no good. Loose ball, rebound, scrambled for, we've got a jump ball. And the alternate possession is going to give it to Mattawan. 3-2 is the St. Joe lead. Mattawan will have the basketball. Minute and a half gone here in the first quarter at the Bear Den at St. Joe. Up over the timeline, Matt Pelak. He's picked up by Marble defensively. Now to Schaus working in the left wing. Top of the key to Kelby Mabin. Back to Schaus. Cross court pass right side, Pelak. Drives it in along the baseline and a foul on St. Joe trying to stop the penetration. St. Joe foul is on Jordan Marble. For Jordan, his first and the team's first. Mattawan to inbound along the baseline, comes out to Schaus, wants to drive, he's denied by Frenchko. Lob it down to Foster, Nolan turns, left-handed hook, no good. Rebound put back up is no good for Jaden Mabin, but he's following the shot. Jaden's gonna go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Anthony Salentani, the St. Joe foul, his first and the team's second. And the first free throw is no good for Jaden Mabin. One more coming up for the senior. St. Joe, the early 3-2 lead. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Mabin's second free throw is good. He's one of two from the stripe on that trip. Tied at three, St. Joe and Mattawan. Full court pressure by the Wildcats. Frenchko to bring it up over the timeline for St. Joe. Devin dribbling out high, one-on-one against Kelby Mabin. Get it to Salentani. Now top of the key to Everett. Lane dribbles it right side, here's Marble. Now to Newland, Ben, right wing, three-point jumper, rims out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Mattawan. Kelby Mabin quickly up over the timeline, wants to go through the lane right side, he's denied, get it down low to Foster, he'll lay it up and good. Nolan Foster's got four, now Mattawan takes the two-point lead, 5-3, 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Frenchko one-on-one against Kelby Mabin, will bring it up over the timeline to Marble. Jordan working at the top of the key. One-on-one against Jaben Maben. Now Newland. Ben, top of the key. Leave it off for Marble. Three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Pilak for Matawan. Pass into the paint. Intended for Jaden Maben. Loses it on the floor. Now we've got a scramble for it. Tie up and the alternate possession is going to give it to St. Joe. On the dead ball, Greg Schaefer is going to go to the bench for St. Joe. Nick Bore will check in for the first time tonight. Anthony Salentani will head to the bench for the Bears. Full court pressure by St. Joe, or by Matawan, check that, as the Bears look to trigger it in. It'll come to Everett. Lane quickly down the right side and travels with it as he gets it up over the timeline. The turnover gives it back to Matawan. Wildcats up by two, 5-3. 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Pilak leaves it off top of the key. Schaus now to Foster. Nolan squares, now drives it in from the right side, loses it on the floor, was tipped away by Marble, and will have a reach-in foul on Matawan trying to get it back, and that's on Nolan Foster. Nolan is first, the team's second. Nice shot defensively there by Jordan Marble. Full court pressure by Matawan as St. Joe looks to get it in. We'll get it to French go. Devin one-on-one against Pilak as he will jog it up over the timeline, directs traffic inside the midcourt circle, dribbles it to the right side. Behind the back dribble, brings it to the top of the key. Give and go right side of the lane. And nice driving layup is good by Nick Bore. Bore the bucket, nice assist by Devin Frenchgo. St. Joe ties the ball game at five, coming up on 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Leading jumper, Kelby Maben, right side of the lane is no good. Rebound out of bounds, it is off of St. Joe. It's gonna stay with Matawan. Wildcats to inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Pass will come to Foster. Box right side. Right-handed jumper is up and good. Nolan Foster's got 6 points here early on. It's a 7-5 Matawan lead. St. Joe the basketball. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter here on WSJM Sports. French go right side. Picked up by Kelby Maben. We'll bring it to the free throw line. Finds Ben Newland in the left wing. Ben one-on-one against Matt Pilak. Get a top of the key to Bore. Everett, right wing Marble, three-point jumper, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes out to Schaus for Matawan, looking to run with it to Melbin. Jaden goes left side, three-point jumper is good for Kelby Maben. Kelby Maben the three, and it's a 10-5 Matawan lead. Their biggest advantage. Now Frenchgo at the free throw line. Looks to feed it down low, and we're gonna have a foul on Matawan looking for the steal. Wildcat foul is on Dexter Schaus. His first, and the team's third. Substitution for Matawan. Jalen Jones will check in for the first time tonight. Ben Newland, the inbound pass. It's knocked away out of bounds off of Kelby Maben. He's gonna stay with Matawan. Stay with St. Joe. They'll inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Marble will get it to Everett, out to Frenchgo. Devin working in the right wing. Give and go down low to Everett. Gets it over to Borway. His shot is rejected by Foster, and the loose ball picked up by Matawan. Looking to run with it, Pilak. And Luke Pilak will lose it out of bounds. Last touched by St. Joe. It's going to stay with the Wildcats. Bear fans wanted goaltending, but man, what a block by Nolan Foster. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Inbound pass will come to Schaus. Now at the top of the gate comes to Luke Pilak, and a foul underneath. That's going to be St. Joe with a push down low along the baseline. Nick Bore the foul. His first. Team's third. Matawan inbound to the left of their own bucket along the baseline on the offensive end. Here's Schaus. Dexter will drive it from the left side. Lay it up and good. Dexter Schaus has got two, and it's 12-5. Matawan. St. Joe up over the timeline with Newland. He'll find Bore now inside the midcourt circle. Get it to Everett. Dribbling out high as he hands it off to Newland, and a foul out high. It's on Matawan. Foul's on Dexter Schaus, his second. Team's fourth. Matt Pelak will re-enter the lineup for Mattawan as Dexter Schaus will exit for St. Joe. Andy Blumgren will check in for the first time tonight. Get it to Everett. Lane, top of the key to Frenchco. Devin fakes the three, brings it to the right side. Now picks up the dribble, looking for the outlet. Here's Blumgren in the left wing. To Everett in between the circles. Lane looks for a give and go down low, but Mattawan clogging up the paint. They're in the man-to-man. Top of the key, Marble. Three-point jumper off the back of the iron, up over the backboard and out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Mattawan. On the dead ball, another substitution for the Wildcats as Tanner Knapp will check in for the first time tonight. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Mattawan 12, St. Joe 5. Nolan Foster will get a breather for the Wildcats. Kelby Maben down the right side for the Wildcats. We'll get it to Pelak. Matt into the left wing to Luke Pelak. Now back to the right side of the lane to Matt Pelak. Right side of the lane, pull-up jumper is no good for Jones, and the rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Jones. Mattawan, his short jumper in the paint is off the back of the iron, no good. Bore the rebound for St. Joe to Everett. Left side, Blumgren looks to drive, he's denied, back to Everett. Lane will go right side to Frenchco in the right wing. He's picked up by Jones defensively, drives the lane, lays it up and good. Devin Frenchco with a nice explosive move from the right wing. Split a couple of defenders, laid it up and good with the right hand. 12-7, Mattawan the lead in the basketball. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. To the right side, Kelby Maben. Three-point jumper, no good. Foul in the paint. It's going to be on Mattawan. Wildcat fouls on Luke Pelak. His first, team's fifth. Anthony Celentani will re-enter the lineup for St. Joe. Lane Everett will check out. Celentani will inbound against full court pressure. We'll get it to Blumgren. Andy, the junior quarterback this past fall for the Bear football team. Led him to the playoffs. Gets it up over the timeline. Loses the handle on it. Nice job to maintain possession. I'll let to Celentani right wing. He almost lost it out of bounds. Saved it from going out, but his pass back in. Stolen by Matt Pelak. Pelak. Toss along the baseline. Get it left side to Maben. Kelby will drive it in. Now we'll get it back out to Pelak at the top of the key. Matt down the left side of the lane. Travels with it, looking for the pass down low. And the turnover goes back to St. Joe. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Mattawan leads it 12-7. Inbound pass will come to Frenchco. Devin one-on-one against Jalen Jones. Ball tipped away. Frenchco maintains possession. Nice job to keep the dribble. Splits a couple of defenders. Kicks it right side. Celentani inside the arc. Jumper is no good. Jones the rebound for Mattawan. 23 seconds to go. Pelak up over the timeline. Will drive the middle of the lane. Lay it up. No good. And the rebound. Jordan Marble for St. Joe. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Frenchco at midcourt. Over and back violation on St. Joe. As the pass goes from Marble to Frenchco. And the turnover will give it back to Mattawan. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. And the Wildcats up 12-7. They'll play for one shot. Here's Matt Pelak in the backcourt. Will walk it up over the timeline. Brings it to the right wing. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Sidesteps the defender. Follow away jumper right wing. No good. Loose ball rebound. Put back up and good for Luke Pelak. And that does it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Score after one is Mattawan 14, St. Joe 7. On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. I know your businessmen are hard, working hard every day, and maybe you haven't thought about tax time. Well, it's coming, and you might just check with your CPA. There might be advantages to buying a vehicle in this tax year. I'm not a tax man, but I think it's worth investigating. And if you decide to do that, maybe you should look for a vehicle and not wait till maybe after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, the inventory is great. You might want something special. It might be too late to find it in this tax year. So think about what you'd like to see. Bye now.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better? Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls? Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make Pizza Night even better. Especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den in St. Joe. We've played a quarter, boys portion of our doubleheader. It is Matawan 14, St. Joe 7. Matawan's got the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the second quarter of play. Lob it to Nolan Foster. His pass out high is going to be lost out of bounds back in the backcourt. And it's out of bounds off the pass, so it goes to St. Joe. So the Bears coming out of the timeout, or I should say out of the turnover, will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Marble to toss it in. Comes out to Celentani. He'll leave it off for Devin Frenchco, left side of the midcourt circle. Devin dribbling left wing, picked up by Jalen Jones defensively. Looks to move along the baseline. Nothing there. Keep the dribble. Comes out to Marble. Jordan goes right side to Blomgren. Andy back top of the key to Frenchco. Devin looking down low. There's nothing there. Brings it out to the midcourt circle to reset the offense. Three fingers up in the air to call off the offense to Salentani. Left side, Blomgren. And he's picked up by Luke Karens defensively. Leave it off for Frenchco. Left wing. Jumper rims out. No good. Rebound out of bounds off St. Joe. It's going to go to Matawan. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pearl Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Put Victoria Everhart with Realty Executives to work for you today. 14-7, Matawan leading St. Joe. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter at the Bear Den at St. Joseph High School. The girls portion of the doubleheader, won by St. Joe on a buzzer beater. They win it by two. Matawan on the offensive end. Steal by St. Joe. French going, nice job saving it from going out of bounds. He'll get it to Salentani. Anthony up over the timeline. Drives the lane, will lay it up. And a whistle and a blocking foul on Matawan. They said that Jaden Maven did not establish position, so Jaden will pick up his first personal foul in the team's sixth. Anthony Salentani at the line to shoot two for St. Joe. First one is good for Anthony, the 6'4 senior. One more coming up. It's his first point of the night. Nolan Foster leading Matawan with a game-high 6 points tonight. St. Joe's got three from Jordan Marble to lead the way for the Bears. Second free throw for Salentani is good. Anthony now 2 points on the night. 14-9. Matawan the lead and the basketball just underway here in the second quarter. Jones got it top of the key. Jaden Maben jumper rims out and the rebound Blomgren for St. Joe. Left side Salentani. Anthony looking down low for a pass. There's nothing there. Top of the key. He'll get it to Bore. Nick right side. Leave it off for Salentani. Now to Newland. Into the right wing, Salentani. His three-point jumper is blocked by Foster. Loose ball picked up by Matawan. Their pass into the offensive end is lost on the floor. It is out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Matawan. On the dead ball, Ward Helikowski is going to go to the bench as Kelby Maven will re-enter the lineup for Matawan. Jalen Jones will check out. 6 minutes to go in the half. Matawan 14 and St. Joe 9. St. Joe, they take that back. Matawan will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Before they inbound, Jeremiah Sterling will check in for the first time tonight for St. Joe. Matawan up by five. They inbound along the offensive baseline. Comes out to Foster. Working in the left wing to Pilak, his pass down low. Comes to Jaden Maben, backs in, lays it up, and it rolls out no good. Rebound Salentani for St. Joe to Newland. Then, bring it right side, wants to go baseline. He is denied by Maben, by Kelby Maben. We'll leave it off for Salentani. Salentani double teamed, give and go along the baseline, intercepted by Foster. Get it to Pilak, his pass along the baseline left side is knocked away out of bounds. It is off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Matawan on the offensive end. 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Matawan leads it 14-9. The inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Kelby Maben to toss it in. We'll get left side to Karens. Now right wing, Pilak. Three-point jumper rims out. Loose ball rebound. Karens along the baseline right side. Back out to Pilak. Matt to reset the offense. Karens Get it to Foster, box right side. Hook shot is up and good. Boy, Nolan Foster, a strong move to the bucket. He's got 8, 16-9 is the Mattawan lead. Sterling running jumper from the right side of the lane, no good, and he fouls Foster going for the offensive rebound. So Jeremiah Sterling, his first personal foul, and the fourth on St. Joe. Mattawan will inbound uncontested along the baseline in the backcourt. They lead it by 7, 16-9, 5 minutes to go in the half. Matt Pelak will walk up over the timeline, toss it right side to Luke Pelak. Luke, his pass to the left side is lost out of bounds near the St. Joe student section. Nobody home, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. 16-9 is the Mattawan lead. St. Joe the basketball. Devin Frenchko one-on-one against Kelby Maben. Get it to the left wing to Ben Newland to Frenchko. Devin goes right side, just inside the arc. His jumper rolls out, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Joe. Put back by Lane Everett is good. Everett with the offensive board and put back. He's got two. It's 16-11. Mattawan up by 5 with the basketball. Matt Pelak along the baseline. Kelby Maben. Jaden Maben in the paint. He's tripped up in the paint. And the St. Joe rebound is on Ben Newland. Or are they going to give it to Devin Frenchko? It's on Devin. Frenchko, his first. Team's fifth. Looks like we'll have a substitution for Mattawan on the dead ball. Tanner Knapp will check in. Jaden Maben will head to the bench. Inbound pass into the corner left side. Three-point jumper. Luke Pelak, no good. St. Joe the rebound. Lane Everett. Everett will leave it off for Newland. Bend down the right sideline for St. Joe. Looks to go baseline. He's denied. Leave it for Blomgren. Andy dribbles away from traffic to Everett. Lane brings it to the left wing to Newland. Bend out high to Bore. Nick at the midcourt circle. Right wing to Blomgren, now back to Frenchko. Devin near the hash mark right side, one-on-one against Matt Pelak. Looks to drive, leave it off for Blomgren. Andy finds an opening, down the lane, lays it up. It's in and out, no good. Foster the rebound for Mattawan. Outlet to Matt Pelak. Pelak, get it to Maben. Kelby, into the corner. His pass is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. Mattawan will step aside. 3:31 to go in the half. It is Mattawan 11. I take that back, Mattawan 16, St. Joe 11 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
If you're an electrician, a good one, you're making a good paycheck. You should be. But look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career on a great path that includes an amazing health care plan, a 401k, and pensions, not to mention a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Mattawan timeout, 3:31 to go in the half. Mattawan 16, St. Joe 11. Bears with the basketball on the offensive end. Frenchko has it out high. He's picked up by Kelby Maben defensively. Devin keeps the dribble as he brings it right side along that far sideline. Looks to work off a screen to the free throw line. Running jumper in the paint, rolls off the back of the iron, no good. Bore the rebound. Outlet to Newland from the left wing. Three-point jumper rims around and out, no good. Kelby Maben the rebound. Outlet into the offensive end. That's stolen away by St. Joe. Bears with it. Everett waits for traffic to clear. Goes left side. Frenchko thought about a three. Devin still has the dribble as he goes baseline. Lays it off the glass and he got it. Devin Frenchko with a nice move along the baseline left side. He's got 4 points. 16-13, Mattawan's lead down to 3. 2:40 to go in the half. Top of the key, Luke Pelak will go right side. Maben, Kelby for three. That's in and out, no good. And the rebound, St. Joe. Jordan Marble will leave it off for Newland. Ben, top of the key, picks up the dribble. Get it to Bore, no, left wing, Marble. Jordan works off a screen, brings it right side to Newland. Ben in the right wing. He's picked up by Luke Pilak defensively. Left side Bore. Thinking about a three. He'll get it to Marble. Jordan wants to drive. He's denied by Tanner Knapp. Along the baseline, get it to Newland. Ben will lean in with a follow-away jumper. Rolls out, no good. Foster the rebound for Mattawan. Leaves it off for Kelby Mabin. Mabin, shovel pass, now into the right wing. Here's Matt Pilak. Three-point jumper is good. Take that back. It's Luke Pilak with a three. He's got five. 19-13. Mattawan up by six. St. Joe the basketball. Minute 45 till halftime. Here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. At the top of the key, Everett to Marble. Jordan, three-point jumper at the top of the key. That was deflected, I think. And out of bounds, last touch by St. Joe. It's going to go to Mattawan. On the dead ball, Kelby Mabin will get a deserved breather for the Wildcats. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Mattawan leading 19-13 with the basketball. Knapp for the Wildcats. Left wing to Matt Pilak to the top of the key for three. Got it. Matt Pilak, his first bucket comes outside the arc. He's got three, and it's 22-13. Mattawan's lead up to nine. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the half. Salentani, right wing for St. Joe. Goes to Marble. Jordan baseline jumper right side is off the back of the iron. No good. A loose ball rebound tracked down by Mattawan. Matt Pilak one-on-one against Newland. Will bring it up over the timeline. Now he has it near the midcourt circle. 45 seconds to go in the half. Get it to Knapp. Tanner. Right side to Matt Pilak. Matt to the left wing to Jones. Jalen looks to drive, he's denied. Get it to Pilak, deep three, top of the key, off the back of the iron, no good. Nice box out by Anthony Salentani to pull down the defensive rebound. 25 seconds to go in the half, St. Joe the basketball down by nine. Frenchco, right side, Marble, right wing to Newland. Now left side, Salentani one-on-one against Foster. In between the circles, Everett, back left side to Newland. Now back out high, Frenchco to reset the offense. 10 seconds to go in the half. Devin, one-on-one against Jones, brings it to the hash mark right side. Now to the top of the key. Ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Pilak. Matt, jumper at the buzzer is no good. And that's going to do it for the second quarter. We'll take a break. We've played a half here at St. Joe. The boys' portion of our doubleheader. Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
It seems as if 2018 has come and gone in the blink of an eye. Hello, this is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. As we approach the holiday season, we feel it is important to express our gratitude to our partners, donors, and generous community, and to wish them a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. From all of us here at Gateway, thank you. To learn more about Gateway Services, go to gatewayvro.com.
At Relief Chiropractic, relief equals freedom. Here's Dr. Mead.
At Relief Chiropractic, we're more than just your typical chiropractic center. We are a wellness center as well. Our goal here is to help people find freedom from pain. Relief equals freedom, and that freedom is from the pain that you feel.
Freedom from restriction, freedom from pain, freedom from medications. That's Relief Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Call 408-0303. That's 408-0303.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Renero Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Halftime score here at the Bear Den at St. Joe. It's Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13. Before we break down the first half, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Boys at the half, Portage Central leads Niles 21-15, and Bering Springs leads Bridgman 21-18. Phil?
All right, Nathaniel, thank you. Here at the half, Mattawan leads St. Joe 22-13. The girls' portion of the doubleheader was won by St. Joe 35-33. Emma Inman with a jumper at the buzzer as time expired to give St. Joe the two-point win of the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the halftime stats. Our halftime score is Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13 on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den. Our halftime score, the boys' portion of the doubleheader is Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13. You take a look at the halftime stats. St. Joe led by Devin Frenchco. He's got 4 points. Behind him, Jordan Marble's got three. Then two apiece for Anthony Salentani, Lane Everett, and Nick Bore. For Mattawan, they're paced by Nolan Foster. Nolan's got a game high 8 points tonight. The rest of the Wildcats, Matt Pelak has got three. Same with Kelby Mabin, he's got three. Luke Pelak's got five. Dexter Schaus has got 2 points. Jaden Mabin has got one. Mattawan's biggest lead has been 9 points. That's what they have here at the half. St. Joe's biggest lead has been three. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is being brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Call Victoria Eberhardt with the Realty Executives. Put them to work for you today. We will take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half. Our score at the half is Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13. The second half comes up after this word from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Ready for battle, uniform safety, and pixelot explosion. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. That time is here once again. No, not the holidays. But that time where high school basketball cheering sections across the state get ready to show their enthusiasm and their sportsmanship in the MHSAA's 8th Annual Battle of the Fans created by the Association's Student Advisory Council. Last year, the modified format got more schools involved in a deeper way.
One, we get to keep more schools in the competition longer, so we have 9 schools that get to move on from the first round. And on top of that, we've got to see them in action over a 2-week period instead of just the one night that we visit them on the game night. So now we visit them on a game night, and we get to see them in action for 2 weeks. So we get a better picture of what their student section is all about.
Andy Freshour of the MHSAA oversees the Student Advisory Council. Schools entering this year's battle have until January 12th to submit a 3-minute video making their case, and the Student Advisory Council will whittle the entries down to 9 schools for 2 weeks of social media challenges before 3 finalists are selected that SAC members and MHSAA staff will visit on a game night. Social media input in mid-February will assist the SAC in selecting a champion, which will be announced on February 22nd and honored in March at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Semifinals in East Lansing. The Herd from Buchanan High School in Southwest Michigan is the defending Battle of the Fans champion. You can follow the battle from the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to boys basketball forward Romeo Weems of New Haven High School, who had 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 blocks in a win over St. Clair Shores Lakeshore last week, a game you can watch an archive of now for free on MHSAA TV. And Molly Davis, who scored 31 points to lead Midland Dow past Freeland in girls basketball action. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
As the basketball season comes into full swing, we want to take a quick look at some of the topics that have been at the forefront for our schools and officials. Our primary focus is always the safety of our student athletes. And while some of our uniform requirements are technical in nature, a point of emphasis this year concentrates on the potential hazards that loose strings and extensions can create. Rolled waistbands have been interpreted as legal as long as there are no exposed drawstrings and they comply with logo restrictions. Players may wear headbands composed of soft material. They can be tied as long as the loose extensions or tails are tucked back into the headband. Because they wrap around the entire head, headbands are distinguished from hair control devices, which have their own requirements and restrictions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When the MHSAA began its school broadcast program 10 years ago, it was done with the intention of giving students hands-on experience with producing and announcing sporting events. But this year, there has been an explosion appearing on the MHSAA TV website and the NFHS network using the network's automated production solution, Pixalot. In the past 2 years, the number of Pixalot units in the state of Michigan totaled over 70 at over 50 schools. And this week alone, we'll deliver to MHSAA TV viewers over 250 events. It just makes sense. While traditional SVP programs provide great opportunities, crews can only get to so many games. Pixalot now allows that basketball tripleheader to be covered, or that wrestling quad, or that big competitive cheer invitational. All the school has to do is load the schedule into the system. So the future of high school broadcasting is here, and it's not in national broadcasts like those on the Alphabet family of networks, profiling and exploiting high-powered teams and college recruits, but in local broadcasts of everyday kids in local rivalries, reaching displaced local fans around the world. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den. Mattawan leads St. Joe 22-13. Before we get to the second half, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Boys at the half, River Valley leads Lake Michigan Catholic 19-8. And after one, Michigan Lutheran leads New Buffalo 9-8. And Coloma and Fenville are tied at 14. Phil?
Thanks, Nathaniel, here. We have played two at the Bear Den in St. Joe. Our score is Mattawan 22, St. Joe 13. And St. Joe will have the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the third quarter. Lane Everett will toss it in from midcourt along the far sideline, get it into Devin Frenchco. Devin up over the timeline, one-on-one against Dexter Schaus. Devin dribbling in the right side, leading St. Joe with 4 points, brings it to the top of the key, left side to Marble. Jordan, one-on-one against Kelby Mabin. Get it to Lane Everett. Now Anthony Salentani wants to go baseline left side, lost it out of bounds. Nice job defensively by Nolan Foster and Kelby Mabin. It forces the St. Joe turnover. Bears will turn it over to Mattawan. Wildcats lead it by 9 with the basketball, though inbound uncontested in the backcourt. Schaus brings it to the top of the key, tosses the left side to Pilak. Matt bounces it down low to Foster. Nolan looks to lay it up, no good, but a foul on the way up. Devin Frenchco may have gotten him on the way up, and he did. For Devin, his second personal foul. And the team's first of the half sends Nolan Foster to the free throw line to shoot two for Mattawan. Foster with 8 points tonight, and the first free throw is good. One more coming up for Nolan. 6'10 senior. Free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes out to Mattawan. So the Wildcats will maintain possession. Foster with the one free throw, now 9 points on the line. Mattawan up by 10, 23-13. The give and go down low to Foster. Nolan will turn it around, lay it up and good. Foster now with 11 points, 25-13 Mattawan. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Everett will get it right side for St. Joe. And Ben Newland, a three-point jumper is good. Newland, his first bucket of the night. He's got three, 25-16. Mattawan with the lead in the basketball. A little more than a minute gone here in the third quarter at St. Joe. Schaus with it, top of the key to Foster. They'll get it to Pelak. Lob it to Foster, lost it on the floor, but it's picked up by Schaus. Schaus will get it back to Foster. Three-point jumper right side, rims out, no good. And the rebound, Jordan Marble for St. Joe. Jordan, nice job dribbling up over the timeline. Get it to Newland. Left side, Salentani, just inside the arc. Jumper is no good. Rebound, Schaus for Mattawan, and the Wildcats looking to run. Schaus, free throw line extended left side, looks to drive, spins, lays it up, and no good. They'll wave it off. He traveled with it. Turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. One too many steps for Dexter Schaus, the senior. Substitution for St. Joe. Matt Bore will re-enter the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Devin Frenchko up over the timeline, one-on-one against Schaus. Here's Everett. Right side, he'll find Marble, one-on-one against Maben. Back to Frenchko. Devin from the left wing, looks to drive, he's denied. Get it to Newland. Ben looks to drive, right side of the lane, he's trapped, double team. Get it to Marble. Jordan at the free throw line, back to Newland. Ben wants to go baseline. He is denied by Jaden Maben. Leave it off for Marble. Loses his footing. Loose ball picked up by Kelby Maben. He'll drive it in now. Leave it off for Schaus. Right side. Lay it up. Got it. And a foul. Dexter Schaus now with 4 points. He'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe fouls on Ben Newland. His first. Team second. We've got a timeout. St. Joe will step aside with 5:34 to go in the third quarter. It's Mattawan 27, St. Joe 16 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Rich Brandt and Terry Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den. Nathaniel Bauer back in our studios keeping an eye on the scoreboard for us. Third quarter of play at the Bear Den at St. Joe has Mattawan leading St. Joe 27-16. The girls' portion of our doubleheader won by St. Joe earlier tonight, 35-33. Emma Inman, a game-winning shot at the buzzer. The Lady Bears were led by Alex Malone, 11 points on the night. He with 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Mattawan 27, St. Joe 16 here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. After the timeout, Dexter Schaus at the line to complete the three-point play, and he got it. Give him 3 points in the quarter, five in the night. 28-16. Mattawan back up to a 12-point advantage. St. Joe breaks the full court pressure. They'll get it to Jordan Marble, right side, lay it up, no good. The foul away. Frenchko is good. Devin Frenchko, the rebound and foul in one motion. He's got six on the night. 28-18. St. Joe back to within 10. Feed to the left side of the lane for Nolan Foster, knocked out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Mattawan. Wildcats to inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. Kelby Maben to toss it in. Lane Everett to contest the inbound pass. It comes to Matt Pelak. Pelak, give and go, left side of the lane. Goes to Jaden Maben. He'll lay it up and good. Jaden Maben with the bucket gives him 3 points on the night. 30-18. Mattawan up by 12. St. Joe the basketball. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Everett. Left side for St. Joe, looks to work off a screen, brings it to the right side. Lane wants to drive, he is denied by Matt Pelak. Good job defensively there by Pelak to stop the drive. Back to Everett now, working in the right wing. Brings it to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, looks left, nothing there. Looks right, he finds Frenchko. Devin, one-on-one against Schaus, around the perimeter left side, Everett. He'll try to drive the lane, lay it up, it's deflected by Schaus, and the loose ball picked up by Mattawan. Matt Pelak down the right side, leaves it off for Kelby Maben. Fakes the three, drives the lane, lays it up and good. Kelby Maben's got five. 32-18 is the Mattawan lead. St. Joe the basketball, under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Frenchco out high for the Bears. Leave it off for Everett. Left side to Newland. Ben, top of the key to Frenchco. Give and go along the baseline. The pass intercepted by Kelby Maben. He'll drive it. Now kick a left side. Schaus. He'll drive it into the lane. Pull-up jumper is deflected by Everett. Loose ball picked up by Jaden Maben to lay it up and good. Maben's got four in the quarter, five in the night. Now 34-18. Mattawan lead up to 16. Their biggest advantage of the night. Frenchco in the paint for St. Joe. Kicks it left side for Everett. His pass along the baseline lost out of bounds off of St. Joe. Going to go back to Mattawan. On the dead ball, Andy Blumgren will check back into the lineup for St. Joe. And for Mattawan, Luke Pilak will re-enter the lineup. 3:17 to go, third quarter. Mattawan starting to pull away a little bit. They lead it now 34-18, the 16-point advantage, their largest lead of the night. Luke Pilak will get a top of the key. Schaus, Dexter looking down low, nothing there. To Kelby Maben, pass into the paint, tipped away. Loose ball picked up by St. Joe. And now it's loose on the floor, and we'll have a foul going for the loose ball. Might be on Mattawan. And now we're going to have a technical foul assessed to somebody on St. Joe. So actually, the original foul was on St. Joe. They give it to Nick Bore. For Nick. See, that's his third. No, that's his second. Team's third. At the free throw line, Matt Pilak. First free throw is good on the technical. Second free throw is also good. Nick with the foul. Mattawan, the two free throws by Matt Pilak. He's got 5 points on the night. And now Mattawan up by 18 with the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Matt Pilak dribbling in the left wing. Will drive it into the lane. Lay it up, and it rolls out no good. Rebound Celentani for St. Joe to Newland. Ben brings it right side up over the timeline. Picked up by Luke Pilak defensively to Everett. Lane drives right side. Picked up by Kelby Maben. He'll leave it off for Ben Newland. Newland to Celentani at the free throw line. Lost it on the floor, but it's picked up by Everett. Get it to Blumgren along the baseline right side. He's picked up by Matt Pilak defensively. Top of the key, three-point jumper. Ben Newland got it. Newland, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points, 36-21. Mattawan the lead in the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter here on WSJM Sports. Schaus from the top of the key, drives the right side of the lane, lays it up. He got it, and a foul. Dexter Schaus with a nice drive down the right side of the lane. He's fouled on the shot by Devin Frenchco. Devin picks up his third. And the fifth on St. Joe in the half. No fouls yet on Mattawan here in the half. Dexter Schaus at the line looking to complete the three-point play. And the free throw is good. Minute 53 to go, third quarter, 39-21. Mattawan the lead. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline of the backcourt. Mattawan's going to pick the Bears up full court. On the dead ball, Tanner Knapp will re-enter the lineup for the Wildcats. Inbound pass will come to Newland. Over the timeline to Joshua Terry, who checked in during the dead ball, to Blumgren. Now Newland. Ben bounced it along the baseline left side, and the jumper just inside the arc is up and good for Anthony Celentani. Celentani's got 4 points tonight, 39-23. Mattawan lose it out of bounds in the offensive end, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Bears will inbound against full court pressure. Get it to Newland. Newland and Blumgren to get it up over the timeline for the Bears. They trail it by 16, minute 24 to go. Newland makes his way down the right side of the lane as he passes it off to the right side, a foul on Mattawan. Wildcat foul is on Luke Pilak.
Mattawan foul number five, Luke Pilak.
his second. It's the first on the Wildcats in the half. St. Joe will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. To the right of the bucket, Andy Blomgren will throw it in for St. Joe. To Everett, lane along the baseline left side, will drive it into the lane, leans in, lays it up. It's no good, but he's fouling the shot. Lane Everett going to the line to shoot a couple. Nice drive from the left side. Lane was fouled by Luke Cairns, his first, team's second. Lane Everett at the line to shoot two. First one rolls out, no good. One more coming up for Lane, the 6 foot senior. 39-23 is the Mattawan lead. Second free throw for Everett is good. 39-24, Mattawan the lead in the basketball. Minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Give and go down the left side of the lane. Dexter Schaus will lay it up. He got it, and a foul. Schaus is going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe foul is on Josh Terry. For Joshua, his first, team's sixth. Dexter Schaus at the line looking to complete the three-point play. It rims out, no good. The loose ball rebound comes out to Mattawan. Wildcats with it. Karen's with it. We got it to Schaus, left wing for three. Good! Dexter Schaus with the three-point jumper. Now the Wildcats pulling away up by 20, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Lane Everett splits the lane for St. Joe, lays it up and good. Lane Everett with a nice drive from the left wing down the middle of the lane. Give Lane 5 points on the night, 44-26. Mattawan the lead in the basketball. See if they milk the clock here. 33 seconds to go, third quarter. Kelby Maben from the right side. Top of the key, he'll get it to Tanner Knapp. Knapp left side to Schaus. Dexter one-on-one against Terry, brings it out high, leaves it off for Maben. Kelly brings it to the midcourt circle, 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Maben keeps the dribble, now top of the key. We'll get it to Luke Pelak. Lob pass into the paint. Comes to Knapp. And then Mattawan tries to pass the right side. They'll lose it out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. On the dead ball, Jordan Marble will re-enter the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer. Lane Everett will get a breather for the Bears. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Mattawan leads it 44-26. St. Joe to inbound, comes to the top of the key, Ben Newland. Newland pass into the paint, tipped away, loose ball picked up by Mattawan, and that is going to do it for the third quarter. Got to take a break. We played three at St. Joe. Our score, Mattawan 44, St. Joe 26, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at hardings.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here this week's specials, shank portion bone-in ham, 79 cents a pound, holiday red seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound, our family premium ice cream, 48 ounces, $1.97, and our family butter, two for $5.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den. We played three. Mattawan leading St. Joe 44-26, the boys' portion of our girls' boys' doubleheader here on WSJM Sports. Alternate possession to begin. The fourth quarter belongs to Mattawan. Wildcats lose it in the lane. Loose ball picked up by St. Joe. Devin Frenchco to the free throw line, get it to Salentani. Left wing for three, it rolls out, no good. Rebound is tracked down by Mattawan. Pass right side of the lane, intended for Nolan Foster, is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Stoppage of play real quickly. We'll go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Boys at the half, Michigan Lutheran leads New Buffalo 26-22. Bill?
All right, Nathaniel here, 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Mattawan leads St. Joe 44-26. St. Joe the basketball. Lane Everett will bounce it left side, Anthony Salentani. Salentani brings it to the free throw line, top of the key, Blomgren, left side, Everett. Lane goes baseline left side, wrap around, layup is good. Lane Everett's got 7, 44-28. Mattawan the lead in the basketball, 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter here at the Bear Den at St. Joe. Give and go to Foster, Lowland down the middle of the lane, will lay it up and good. We're not going to stop that as the pass comes into Foster. He's got 13 points on the night, 46-28. Mattawan the lead, St. Joe the basketball, 6:45 to play. French go out high for St. Joe, brings it to the right side of the lane. His penetration there is stopped by Luke Kerens to Blomgren. Andy, right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper off the front of the iron, no good. Foster clears the defensive rebound for Mattawan to Schaus. Schaus in the paint, he'll go right side. Jones will drive it in from the baseline, laying up and good. Jalen Jones, his first bucket tonight. He's got 2, and it's 48-28 Mattawan. 6:15 to go in the game. French go in between the circles. We'll leave it off for Blomgren, right side, Salentani. Top of the key, Marble to the free throw line. Jumper is in and out, no good. And the rebound, Dexter Schaus for Mattawan. Schaus, top of the key, three-pointer, rims out, no good. Rebound comes out to Andy Blomgren for St. Joe. Andy, one-on-one against Tanner Knapp, brings it to the right side. He'll leave it off for Frenchco. Devin dribbling in the right wing. Looks to drive, denied. Now to the free throw line. Goes right side, Salentani. Looks to drive, denied. Loses it on the floor. Tipped away by the Wildcats. We'll get it down the lane. Layup no good for Tanner Knapp, but he's fouling the wing in. Knapp goes to the line to shoot a couple of free throws for Mattawan. St. Joe falls on Lane Everett. Well, Lane, his first. It's the seventh on St. Joe. Tanner Knapp at the line to shoot 2 for the Wildcats. Mattawan up 48-28. 5:34 to go in the game. First free throw is good. One more coming up for Tanner. In between the free throws, Nick Bore will re-enter the lineup for St. Joe. Second free throw for Knapp is good. 50-28 is the Mattawan lead. St. Joe the basketball, 5.5 minutes to go in the game here at St. Joe. Marble, top of the key, Everett. Lane will bounce it left side to Frenchco. Devin wants to drive, he's denied. Bring it out to the left wing. Now an open three-point jumper, got it!
Three, number 4, Devin Frenchco
with a three. His first three of the night, he's got 9 points. 50-31, Mattawan with the lead in the basketball, coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Jalen Jones from the right side brings it to the top of the key. Three-point jumper, good. Jalen Jones has got 5 points tonight, all here in the fourth quarter. 53-31, Mattawan. St. Joe the basketball under 5 minutes to go. Frenchco from the left side. Kicks it right side, Marble. Jordan fakes the three, looks to drive, he's denied. Back to Frenchco in the right wing. Fakes the three-point jumper. Sidestep, drives a couple of, splits a couple of defenders, drives it in, lays it up, no good. May have been deflected, and the loose ball lost out of bounds off St. Joe. It goes to Mattawan. Substitution for St. Joe, Ben Newland will re-enter the lineup. For Mattawan, Luke Pelak is back in. So it was Matt Pelak. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Mattawan with the 53-31 lead and the basketball. Dexter Schaus go left wing to Matt Pelak. Top of the key to Luke Pelak. Back to Schaus left side. Drives it in. He'll lay it off the glass. Rolls out. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Comes to Devin Frenchco. Frenchco quickly into the offensive end. Left side of the lane. Wants to drive. He's denied. Pass down into the paint, he is knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by St. Joe, though. It goes out of bounds to Mattawan. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. 53-31, Mattawan the lead, and the basketball under 4 minutes to go in the game. Pass down low is intercepted by Bore. Nice job by Nick to step in front of the pass. We'll leave it off for Everett. Now right side, Newland. Ben splits some of the defenders, drives it in from the right side, lays it up and good. Ben Newland, 8 points tonight. Mattawan quickly at the other end. Luke Pelak, 3-point jumper right side, no good. Devin Frenchco will let it roll out of bounds off the shot. It goes back to St. Joe. Substitution for the Wildcats. Michael Lampos will check in for the first time tonight. For St. Joe, Jeremiah Sterling will re-enter the lineup. 3.5 to play. Mattawan in control, 53-33. St. Joe the basketball. Devin Frenchco will walk it up over the timeline. Looking at a 2-3 Mattawan zone. Leave it left side for Luke Hedstrom, who also checked in during the dead ball. Get it to Bore. Ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Mattawan. Schaus will drive the lane. Lay it up, and a one-handed dunk is good. Dexter Schaus, 15 points for the Wildcats. 55-33 is the Mattawan lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. Frenchco in the right wing for the Bears. To the top of the key. Left side, the Newland. In the corner left side. 3-point jumper off the mark for Hedstrom. Rimmed in and out. And the rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by St. Joe. Newland, right wing. Get it to Frenchco. Left side of the lane, Hedstrom. Top of the key, Sterling. He'll lose it in the backcourt. Orland back violation. He'll give it back to Mattawan. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with the Realty Executives to work for you today. On the dead ball, Joshua Terry will check back into the lineup for St. Joe. More substitutions for Mattawan. Drew McNulty is out. Michael Lampos out there for the Wildcats. Luke Cairns re-enters the lineup as well for Mattawan. Cairns has it left side. He'll look to drive it in. Scoop shot up, it rolls out, no good. Rebound comes to St. Joe. Nick Bore, and he's fouled on a reach-in. And the Mattawan foul. Looks like it's gonna be on Parker Miller, who's also out there during the last dead ball. Mark Miller, his first personal. Third on Mattawan, St. Joe to inbound, 2:15 to play, and Mattawan leads it 55-33. Sterling from the left side for St. Joe will drive it toward the lane, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. Jeremiah goes to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Foul on Mattawan to get Thomas Unold, his first, team's fourth. Jeremiah Sterling at the line to shoot two for the Bears. First one is good. Jeremiah in the scorebook for the first time tonight. One more coming up for the 5'11 junior. Second free throw is good. 55-35. Mattawan the lead in the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the game. Left wing Miller for the Wildcats. Will drive. Ball tipped away. And the loose ball picked up by St. Joe. Brendan Nolte with the steal. And we've got a foul out high on Mattawan looking to get it back. Wildcat foul is on Parker Miller, his second, team's fifth. St. Joe will inbound along the near sideline at midcourt. Joshua Terry to toss it in. At the stripe, Brendan Nolte. Nolte will bring it to the right side. Behind the back dribble, looks to dribble away from traffic. Pass right side of the way, tipped away. And scramble for the loose ball, we're gonna have a jump ball. And the alternate possession keeps it with St. Joe in the offensive end. Minute 42 to go in the game. Mattawan in control, 55-35. Terry to toss it in for St. Joe, here's Sterling. Back to Terry, corner left side. Bounce at left side of the lane, kicked by Mattawan. It's gonna stay with St. Joe. Bears will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end to the left of their bucket. Terry to toss it in. Looking for Bore. Said he'll get it to Sterling. near the corner left side. Jeremiah wants to drive. He's denied. It'll come out high to Brendan Nolte. Nolte drives, kick it right wing to Hedstrom. Picks up the dribble, looks for an outlet. Right side, Terry. His pass into the paint, knocked out of bounds off of Matawan. It's going to stay with St. Joe. A minute 19 to go in the game. And Matawan up 55-35. So Matawan going to remain undefeated on the season with a road win here at St. Joe. Inbound pass, tipped away, picked up by Hedstrom. Lays it up and good. Luke Hedstrom with a nice heads-up play after Matawan tipped it on the inbound pass. Luke, his first bucket tonight, 55-37. Matawan the lead in the basketball, coming up on 1 minute to go in the game. And we'll have a timeout. Matawan will step aside. Minute four to go. Matawan 55, St. Joe 37, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As you wish loved ones warm wishes during this merry season, City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning also wishes warm holiday cheer to you and families all over Michigan's great Southwest. The Ross family and the crew in blue at City hope you and your loved ones have a merry Christmas and a warm holiday season. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning thanks you for letting them keep you in your comfort zone.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, call the crew in blue, keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Minute four to go here at the Bear Den in St. Joe. Boys portion of our doubleheader, Matawan 55, St. Joe 37. The Wildcats set to earn the doubleheader split. St. Joe won the girls game tonight on a buzzer beater, 35-33. Inbound pass is out of bounds, and last touch by Matawan. It goes to St. Joe. A minute to go. Bears the basketball. Matawan leads it 55-37. Josh Terry to Luke Hedstrom. Left side, Jeremiah Sterling. Sterling back to Terry. Brings it to the right wing. Behind the back dribble. Lobs it down low. Borre goes up to get it. Brings it down. Puts it back up. Rolls out no good. Gets his own rebound. Get it to Sterling at the top of the key. 40 seconds to play. Jeremiah Sterling in the paint. And a foul out high on Matawan. It's going to be on Thomas Unold, his second, and the team's sixth. St. Joe to inbound along the near sideline of the offensive end to the edge of their bench. Terry, get it into the backcourt to Nolte. Brendan, inside the midcourt circle, dribbles it right side, leave it off for Sterling. 30 seconds to go in the game. Outlet pass is intercepted by Parker Miller. Miller loses it on the floor, picked up by Hedstrom. Get it to Sterling. Now to the right side of the lane. Spinning jumper is no good for Terry, but he's fouled on the shot, and Joshua's going to go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. Matawan fouls on Parker Miller. For Parker, his third. Team seven. Josh at the line to shoot two. First one is good. One more coming up for Terry, the 6 foot junior. His first point on the night tonight, makes it 55-38 with 19 seconds to go. Second free throw rolls out no good, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Matawan. It's going to go to St. Joe. Bears the inbound along the offensive baseline. Matawan leads it 55-38, 18 seconds to go. Terry will toss it in for St. Joe. Looks for Hedstrom down low. Pump fake, puts it up. He got it. No, they're going to wave it off and say it traveled. Nice move by Luke Hedstrom, but the official saw one too many steps for Luke. And the turnover gives it back to Matawan. Wildcats going to run this one out down to 10 seconds to go, leading at 55-38. Cairns will get it up over the timeline, tipped away by Terry. Loose ball scramble comes to St. Joe. Outlet pass goes to Hedstrom. Spinning jumper in the paint. Got it at the buzzer. Luke Hedstrom with the buzzer basket. Not enough as St. Joe falls. We will take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from the Bear Den. It's Matawan 55, St. Joe 40, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
It seems as if 2018 has come and gone in the blink of an eye. Hello, this is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. As we approach the holiday season, we feel it is important to express our gratitude to our partners, donors, and generous community, and to wish them a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. From all of us here at Gateway, thank you. To learn more about Gateway Services, go to gatewayvro.com.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
At Relief Chiropractic, relief equals freedom. Here's Dr. Mead.
At Relief Chiropractic, we're more than just your typical chiropractic center. We are a wellness center as well. Our goal here is to help people find freedom from pain. Relief equals freedom, and that freedom is from the pain that you feel.
Freedom from restriction, freedom from pain, freedom from medications. That's Relief Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Call 408-0303. That's 408-0303.
95.7 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score from the Bear Den. The boys' portion of our doubleheader is Matawan 55, St. Joe 40, and it was pretty much Matawan throughout. St. Joe had an early three-point lead, and then Matawan then took control late in the first quarter to take a 14-7 lead. The Wildcats extended that to a nine-point advantage at the end of the second quarter at the half. Matawan led it 22-13. Matawan extending that to 44-26 at the end of the third quarter of play, and they win it by 15 here, 55-40. So St. Joe gets the doubleheader split as the Lady Bears win the first game 35-33. And Matawan wins the nightcap. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get to the final stats of the boys' portion of our doubleheader. The final score is Matawan 55, St. Joe 40, a 95-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Ed Siemens from Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. You know, the last 2 months of the year, we usually sell more trucks than any other time of the year. And that's probably because of tax time, maybe because of deer hunting. Maybe a guy wants a fresh vehicle for going through the snow, four-wheel drive or whatever. So we've ordered extra units for this time of year because our sales are so good at this time. So if you want to see a huge inventory of Ram trucks, Ford trucks, Jeeps, SUVs, we sure have great selections. So if you're interested in a vehicle before the end of the year, please come and see me. You might be glad you did. Bye.
Get what you want, what you really, really want, for just $5. It's the $5 lineup from Pizza Hut. Choose from a lineup of your favorite Pizza Hut menu items for just $5 each when you get two or more. Your Pizza Hut favorites, like a medium one-topping pizza, double your order of breadsticks, eight bone-out wings, single pan of pasta, or even the new Cinnabon mini rolls are just $5 when you order two or more. It's the Pizza Hut $5 lineup, so you get what you want, what you really, really want. Check it out today from Pizza Hut.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score from the Bear Den, the boys' portion of our doubleheader is Matawan 55, St. Joe 40. We take a look at the final stats. First of all, for Matawan, they were paced by Dexter Schaus. He had 15 points, 13 of those coming in the second half. Nolan Foster right behind him with 13. The rest of the Wildcats, Matt Pelak, Kelby Mabin, and Luke Pelak, each with 5 points apiece. Tanner Knapp finishing with 2 points. Also 5 points for Jalen Jones and 5 points for Jaden Mabin. For St. Joe, the Bears were paced by Devin Frenchco, 9 points on the night. The rest of the Bears, Ben Newland had 8. Anthony Salentani, 4 points tonight. Lane Everett has got 7 points to conclude the night. Nick Bore had 2. Joshua Terry off the bench had 1. Jordan Marble had 3. Luke Hedstrom finishing with 4. And Jeremiah Sterling with 2. So again, we've got the doubleheader split here at the Bear Den with the St. Joe Lady Bears winning the nightcap and Matawan winning the second game of the doubleheader. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports has been brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Ritter, Ohio in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94 exit 16, and by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with the Realty Executives to work for you today. For Nathaniel Bauer back at his studios, this is Phil McDonald. Thanks for joining us tonight. Once again, your final scores. The girls' game earlier tonight won by St. Joe. The Lady Bears win it 35-33 in the nightcap. The boys' contest, it was Mattawan 55, St. Joe 44, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.